Last year, one of our calling home guests was Liam McEwan in Los Angeles, where he's become a very successful entertainment reporter. Liam is kindly joining us this morning ahead of the 96th Oscars today, American time, tomorrow, our time. Kia ora, Liam. Great to talk again. Thanks so much for doing this.
Kia ora, Jim. Pleasure to be back. Let me tell you, the city is buzzing, mate.
Who are you reporting for tomorrow and where will you be?
Absolutely. I am reporting for AP, the Associated Press. It's a privilege, and I'm going to be doing it at the Vanity Fair Oscars party, which is the, I guess, the big party of the night. So all of the big winners literally go with their awards, walk down the carpet and party with their award in their hand. But it's just the big celebration, and it's the place to be on Oscar night for sure. So I'm looking forward to seeing who I can chat to on that carpet. It's like a 12-hour long carpet, so it's a long day. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm expecting to be done by about 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. So bring it on, I say.
rigorous security there, I was reading, for the Vanity Fair party to keep out gate crashes and 1,000 guests. So, yeah, you'll have – but that's exciting too for you. I hear the theme is red there. So are you dressing accordingly for that party?
You know what, Jim? You're one step ahead of me, mate. I didn't get the red memo.
Oh.
I don't know where
it's a good thing I told you.
Good thing you told me. I'll have a touch of red for sure, but I'm definitely going to bring my my best look out tomorrow for sure. Have to dress up well to an event like that.
Yes, and your A game. I'm sure you'll bring that too. All right, quick questions, Liam. I've got a few. Best picture. Everyone's saying Oppenheimer, of course. Does Barbie have a shot, or is the Academy just too snobbish?
Here's the thing. Everyone is up in arms about the Barbie nominations this year. But, you know, I think Oppenheimer might take this one out. And the Associated Press has predicted that as well. Look, obviously, these are just predictions. We never know. But Oppenheimer has been widely talked about and, of course, has 13 nominations in total, which is just one short of the most nominations for a film ever. Titanic actually holds that record with 14 noms in 97. So, you know, nomination wise, this film has done very well for, of course, Cillian Murphy and Christopher Nolan, who led the reins on that film. But it's definitely going to be Oppenheimer's night for sure. And you know, when you're on a carpet with a movie like that, that is literally all people can talk about is Oppenheimer, Oppenheimer, Oppenheimer. So I'm sure it'll be a big night for Cillian Murphy and Christopher Nolan, that's for sure.
And Barbie will win a few on the fringe, I suppose. But is it, you know, if that, you know, turns out to be the case, but is it a bit absurd that Margot Robbie is shunned for the Best Actress category? Her performance was great, and people say, oh, the movie just carried her along, which I do not understand.
Look, absurd is a good word for it. Bananas is another word for it. I don't understand it at all. A lot of Hollywood doesn't understand it, because if you think about the cultural impact that that movie made in the past year, not only on the movie industry, bringing people into the theaters, but also in pop culture and what it did for pop culture. It does seem a bit absurd that she wasn't nominated, but Barbie has been nominated for 8 categories. America Ferrera for a supporting role, performance by an actress. Ryan Gosling, of course, her co-star, for a supporting role as well, performance by an actor. So it definitely is absurd, I think, that Margot didn't get the nom, but it should be a good night for Barbie for sure.
Yeah, that's right. They will get, as you say, they've got lots of noms. That's a word I've got from you now. Greta Gerwig, though, gets passed over for Best Director. And as someone said, the movie just didn't actually direct itself.
That's an interesting thing. And, of course, when the nominations came out, everyone was a little bit up in arms about Greta's snub. She has been nominated for Adapted Screenplay. But of course, we would have liked to have seen a few more for her, because she really, as I say, she was the driving force for that film. And as I say, it is a shame. And I think a big talking topic as well on the carpets will be that snub for sure.
And ironic that a film, this is a point that a few people have made, that a film that lampoons sexism gets shunned by what seems to be a patriarchy, because nearly 70% of the Academy of voters are men. I was reading.
That's the weird part of it all. It is very strange. You know, maybe the men that were voting didn't understand the movie. I don't know. It was a great film, but as was Oppenheimer. You know, when you you do a few of these award shows and you kind of get an idea of the type of things that the Academy likes. And look, Oppenheimer is right up their alley, for sure. But of course, for the Barbie noms, you've got Billie Eilish, who was nominated for Achievement in Music Written for Motion Picture. There are actually two Barbie songs from the Barbie soundtrack in that category. I'm Just Ken, which was, of course, Ryan Gosling's song in the film. But I definitely think that Billie Eilish and Phineas, her brother, will be taking home that award. And it's cool as well for Billie because she actually won in 2022 that same award for No Time to Die, which was her song from the James Bond theme. So when I was talking about things that are up the Academy's alley, whether it be the Grammy Awards or whether it be the Oscars, Billie Eilish is their bread and butter. Do you know what I mean? That is an artist that they through and through love, and fair enough, she is incredibly talented, as is her brother.
And we asked you to choose a song from the best songs, and you've gone with Billie Eilish, so we'll play that in a minute. Who tomorrow night would you really most want to nail for an interview, or maybe even a top two or three or four?
Ooh, I mean, look, Billie has been on my list all award season, so I would love to obviously chat with her. And the exciting part about being at this after party is you get people at their highest moment. Do you know what I mean? They've got that award in hand. They are buzzing from the night that they've just had. So the excitement in these interviews is thrilling. So I'd love to do Billie. Obviously, would love to chat with Cillian Murphy, who from Oppenheimer, who I have no doubt is going to have numerous awards in his hand. He's probably going to have people holding the awards for him. But yeah, those two are probably my main ones that I'd like to chat with. Obviously, Lily Gladstone, for Killers of the Flower Moon. She's been talked about for Best Actress. Emma Stone has also been thrown in the mix for Poor Things. And of course, I'd love to chat with Christopher Nolan, if he comes to the after party, because what a year he's had. And it'll be interesting to see where you go next. One of my favorite things to chat about with these artists is when you have a project that is so successful and changes the way that people look at film or music, the question is, how do you go about approaching that next project? And how does the success of something kind of affect your next step? So, I mean, I'm fascinated to chat with these people about it.
All the best for those chats, for the interviews you're doing, Liam. And you got the chance to chat with us at least. And hopefully.
Jim, any opportunity, mate. It's always so nice to chat with home. So, kia ora, New Zealand. I miss you so much. And I'll be repping you well tomorrow at the ceremonies, that's for sure.
McEwan, thank you so much, Liam, at the Oscars. And what did Meryl Streep say? Meryl Streep said, "Barbie saved the film industry and all of our jobs," when she was at the Palm Springs Film Awards.